This Ash Wednesday liturgy is one of my favorite liturgies in the Book of Common Prayer. It invites us not just to speak, but it invites us to do. A little while ago, I invited us to the observance of a Holy Lent, and I invited you to do two things, self-examination and repentance. Self-examination and repentance. Two things we don't often do that time, many times in our lives, to pause and self-examine ourselves, see where we are. And repentance, which really presumes a change of heart, a change of direction, a change of the way that we are moving. And not only do we say we promise to this idea of self-examination and repentance, but the prayer even tells us how to do it. How are we to do this self-examination and repentance during this season of Lent? Prayer, fasting, self-denial, reading and meditating on God's holy word. I'd like to invite you during this season of Lent to truly engage in our faith community here at St. Paul's, to enter into that self-examination repentance through prayer, through gathering with us weekly, all the Sundays of Lent, as we gather for Sunday worship through live stream. To gather us with us on morning prayer. We celebrate morning prayer every morning at 8 a.m., Monday through Friday, and it's available all day on Facebook Live. Please join us if you haven't done that yet. You can do it any time of the day. We even have some folks who pray morning prayer at the end of the day when they get home from work. And that's the time that they gather. Find that as a way to gather in prayer. Gather with others through Zoom and hear how morning prayer can call us to something new. I invite you to find ways in your own lives to pray in the quiet of your own life. Fasting and self-denial. Finding ways that we can change. You know, what this season of Lent is saying to us is, we're committing to coming out of this season of Lent different. Different than where we are today. And so, fasting and self-denial. Fasting is really about making room to experience hunger. Sometimes we're so privileged that we don't need to experience hunger. But fasting is not just about prayer. I'm sorry. Fasting is not just about food. There are many things that we can fast from. Things that, again, fill us in an abundance where we can't experience the hunger for change, the hunger for transformation, the hunger for justice, the hunger to make a difference in this world. When we fill ourselves, that hunger can be very distant from us. But find ways that you can step aside and fast and self-denial and experience that and see how that can transform you during this season. Reading and meditating on God's holy word, there's so many ways that we can do that. But I invite you during this season to gather with us through adult formation. We have so many opportunities every Sunday to gather together as we begin with the baptismal covenant and invite guest speakers into us, to invite us what it means when you fast and pray and what a difference you can make in this world as we reflect on what it means to be people who are committed to our baptismal promises. There are many book studies during Lent I invite you to be part of, some on issues of justice, racial justice, Bishop Curry's book on Love is the Way. Real practical ways. Ash Wednesday is a day where we really commit to something, to doing something. And I'm sure you can find ways that you can do many things, but many of those opportunities will be by gathering with us here at St. Paul's as we all together enter into this season of self-examination and repentance. Let us model that through this season. Let us model something that our world today needs so desperately. Self-examination